When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Friday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy tonight. We have both of these play-in games in the NBA, including the Bulls and the Heat going on right now, although honestly this game's over, so... There's really no point in even hanging around with this game. With Miami, I mean, Miami just put the finishing touches on them right
now. Hey, Hero!
First half, as Hero hits a three. That's the first shot they actually made, and I think they missed their last nine attempts before that. But it doesn't really matter because the game's over. So there's nothing to really worry about. We have a lot of baseball tonight, and then we have all the game ones in the hockey and the basketball this weekend that we have to discuss. We saw some pretty good NFL draft smoke today as it begins. A lot of Jalen Daniels smoke for Joe tonight. So Mike Harver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. You're a disgruntled gambler right now. Just admit it.
How do you figure?
Beaten down. You're like one of those.
Oh
guys.
No, I don't.
The four.
I'm already on to the next one.
Four's got no shot. You're getting smashed. I told you the Bulls were frauds. You try to jump on my mojo because I was on Kobe White the other night, and he's getting smashed. I told you the Heat. All the mushes are on the Bulls. It's the Heat or bust. Heat or bust. You got
no shot. There's nothing to worry about because I've already declared the game's over. So congratulations.
Go get the ticket.
In fact, I'm sure the cash out's probably giving you about 97% right now, so just go get it. Just go get it. The game's over. 14-point game in the second quarter. That's insurmountable at this point. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159 on a Friday night here on the grid. Mike Carver, and of course, go for the two. Joe Lisi. So we could pretty much move on to the Pelicans and the Kings. For a late game because the early game's finished.
What you're doing is not right.
I'm not doing anything. It's not right. You told me before we came on, this game's over. So there it is.
Who did I tell you? Hawkins.
Smash City, baby.
Smash City.
There's nothing to watch in the second half.
You're just bitter. You're on the wrong side. Don't worry about it.
I'm not bitter about anything. I've already moved on to the next thing.
I'm taking Jaquez for 20. Come on, Jaquez. And you're on the Pelicans, right? So I'm taking the Kings. They're dogs now. I'm going to take them plus even money. You know why? Because Pelicans have no shot. I said it. No shot.
Man, why watch that one either? Done. Finished.
Yeah. I just put it in. All right? I just put it in for you. Okay?
Yeah, that's all fine.
Jaquez for 20 and the Kings even money. How about that?
Should have played Jaquez for 40. I mean, just go right up the ladder.
You're upset because Jaquez is stepping up. Kid's got a little bounce.
Before I sat in this chair 4 minutes ago, I had no idea what Jaquez was even doing.
Yeah, but when you turned on the screen, you thought somehow, some way, the gutless Bulls that haven't stepped up ever over the past 10 to 15 years, with Billy Donovan, who couldn't even get the Kentucky job when they gave it to some clown, Pope, okay? All right? Billy Donovan can't even coach his way out of a paper bag tonight.
There's not much to say.
Can't even coach his way out of a paper bag. He's stuck
over,
in the
baby.
Corner. Give him the standing eight. Give him the standing eight with Haney and Garcia on deck. Give him the standing eight.
There's absolutely no shot that the Bulls win this game now, so it's over. It's okay.
It is over. It is. I'm glad you said it. Even though they're wearing the black unis, they got no shot.
They've got none. Absolutely
none. Kobe White for three.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh, he got it. He got it. He got the three. Kobe White.
There you go. Red Sox up 5-0 on the Pirates. Phillies have two homers from Alec Boehm, and they're up 7-0 on the White Sox. Reds up 2-1 on the Angels in the top of the seventh in Cincinnati. And the Astros lead the Nationals 3-1, scoreless in the Bronx between the Rays and the Yankees. That totals down to 5.5 here with one out in the top of the fourth and a man on. Cleveland with a 2-1 lead over Oakland. That's in the bottom of the fourth. We still have Detroit and Minnesota starting in a moment. Brewers and the Cardinals starting in a moment. Late night, Toronto's in San Diego, Rodriguez and Waldron. The Mets are in Los Angeles against the Dodgers for Yamamoto tonight. We also have Arizona and San Francisco on the late night schedule with Montgomery and Snell. As you mentioned, there was one game washed away. That was Seattle and Colorado. So they are not playing tonight. I'd have to believe they're going to try for a deuce tomorrow, I would think. It's not too many trips for Seattle going into Colorado this year, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they're going to try either tomorrow or Sunday to play, too. And it's actually, they don't have it scheduled for tomorrow. Sunday they're going to play, too, Joe. How about that? Sunday they're going to play the doubleheader. That's bizarre. They must
really?
Both be off on Monday. Why would they do that? Why wouldn't they play it on Saturday? That's so weird, right?
What do you need from Kobe White here?
I don't need nothing. I'm done with this game.
They missed a free throw.
You told me this game's over, so I turned it off. I have other things on now. So I have no idea what's happening in that game at this point.
Down 13. Getting smashed.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they will never even get it under 10 at this point. It'll never even be in single digits. That's how much of a smash play this is going to be for you. There's no shot they even get it close, single digits, this game. You're just having that kind of a, you know, you're rolling right now, Joe. Everything you touch turn into gold.
I see. There you go. That's not right. That's not right.
Nothing's not right.
Oh, Kobe White ripping the ball. The kid wants it. The kid wants it, and he's denied. Oh.
I said, the game's in the bag. In the bag, baby. We have the golf that we have to discuss as well from this weekend. Chandler Phillips. I think he finished 7-under for today, which would put him 4 shots back of the lead. I actually did see a shot from him today. I saw him putting on 17th or 18th.
What do you think of this kid?
I'm sorry. He finished 5-under because he bogeyed 17. So he's tied for 23rd. He's 6 shots off the pace. I don't think much of him, Joe. I'm not going to see much of him this weekend. I have a lot of action at the top, and that's pretty much where my focus is going to be, the top of the board. Several guys in the mix. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Just getting rocking on a Friday night on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Look out. Woo! All right. So they started all these other late night, these 8 o'clock games in baseball. And you got a few. And Tampa did not score in that top of the fourth. So they go to the bottom of the fourth at the stadium. Scoreless. The big yard in the Bronx up there. Meanwhile, Heat running away with it. There's just really not much to say. I mean, they're at the half. They're up double digits. I mean, they're just flying along. Laying a big number live. 190.5 is the live total. So a dead under two, which is correlating for the Heat. So no issues whatsoever. We got the Kings and the Pelicans who are coming up. And after this one, they claim it's at 9:30 East, Joe, but you know that's not going to be the case.
Yeah. You just brushed over that Heat game, like you know, they're just
because
you
know, there's, you've already correlated. Established that the
it's
game's
correlated,
over.
It's this, it's that.
Yeah, but no, I'm doing that even, because we established at the top that the Heat game's over.
Yeah, and Matias knows exactly what you're doing. That's why he's laughing behind the scenes.
Well, nobody's laughing at anything. I mean, the game's finished.
No. You see, you're trying.
You made a statement. You made a statement that the game was over.
Right. And what you're trying to do is, I know what
now
you're
doing.
I've been there. Listen, I've been there before. You're trying to will it home.
I'm not willing anything home. I already.
The pendulum is clear.
They gave me like $5 back off of like a $25 ticket. I just took it. I'm just out. I completely bailed, parachuted right out.
Did you?
So, oh yeah, I'm done with this game. You told me it's over. I got out.
I don't believe you got out.
I got out.
Do not believe. Nah, you're not like that. You're not gutless like that. Nah, you're not.
Finished.
Nah.
I don't want my hands on it anymore.
You got a little moxie in you, you know?
I've got things with the golf this weekend. I've got some home runs tonight. Nolan Arenado's got 4 homers in his career off of Freddy Peralta as he's about to get out there. We've got Betts tonight who's got 3 homers off of Sean Manaea. We've got plenty of home tater time for tonight. So that's where I'm focusing.
Oh, so instead of Dinger Tuesday, it's Dinger Friday.
Well, every day we throw a couple dingers in. On Dinger Tuesday, we play every game, but we throw a couple in on any day of the week. Now, yesterday, there was no baseball, so there was.
All right, so you know what? I've been clearly the better capper when it comes to the basketball over the last couple of days.
Oh, clearly. I mean, there's just no doubt. Clearly.
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 Right? So,
yeah, I mean, I didn't have the over in the Bullhawk game, or I didn't have the Sixers.
Did you?
I didn't have
the over. Yeah, but I hit the parlay.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have the parlay. I didn't have any of this stuff.
I don't know. But you've been running. I mean, this game really threw you for a loop. You really thought you had the best player.
Not threw me for a loop. The game's done.
Yeah, for a leap and a loop.
Nothing's done. The game's done.
No, I'm glad you said it. I'm going all in on this Brewer game. Brewer over. Brewers and Cards. Alternate. Okay? All right.
A lot of these guys on the Cardinals have great numbers against Peralta. So that's nice.
Johnny, I'm going to 10.5. 10.5 total. It's plus 320. Who do you want to take? The 360 now. They're giving me extra. The game just started. That's why.
Game started. So they must have already.
Have a few outs.
Yeah.
Who's got good numbers? Give me somebody.
Arenado's got good numbers. Goldschmidt's got good numbers. Contreras has good numbers. They all got good numbers off of Peralta.
Arenado, we're minus 136. I'm going to go with Arenado tonight.
To do what?
Arenado to get a hit along with Goldschmidt.
Arenado is 360 in his career with 4 homers off of Peralta.
And they gave me a profit boost to boot. Oh, how about that?
You need a SGP for that. You gotta.
I did. That's what I did. What do you mean? I just put it in. SGP. Altered 10.5. I did Arenado and Goldschmidt for just a hit.
Those are basically useless to me now. Those tokens.
Guy's a big shot.
No, they banged me down to $10. I can't do more than $10 on them. So
the guy banged them down to
$10.
They've
completely nerfed me on those. So
nerfed them.
I'm out.
Ah, Matias, what's he going
to
do now?
They used to give me $250. They used to give all the max on those.
Him,
now it's $10 is all they give me on those.
That's it. Here, Happy Meal.
They've completely squashed me on the FanDuel tokens.
Here you go, kid. Make yourself happy. Here's a Happy Meal. All right?
That's it. Hey. Like it now I have to, and, hey, that's, and it stinks because tickets? I have to reach for nonsense because I don't want to play it for $10 to win $15. You know me. I need
big shot $10. Hey,
I'm just saying. That's nothing big shot about it. I'm maxed out. I can't. You think I don't want to bet the 200 ones like you get?
Just say it. They clipped you. You took them hard, and they clipped you. They cut you down a little bit.
They went from 200 to 50 to now to 10. So they've cut me down every single couple of weeks.
That's basically what happened. You're not a main guy anymore.
So now it's like useless, these tokens, unless I'm playing some long shot.
Now you're just running numbers.
They're okay for the homers because the homers are, usually a long shot.
You're picking up parlay tickets and you're running the numbers. You're no longer sitting at the big table, right?
I don't know what that means. What do you mean I'm no longer sitting at the big table?
I'm just saying, if you don't have your button and they cut you down.
Well, they cut me down on the tokens. I mean, I could still do whatever I want with it.
But now you're just running numbers. Now you're just picking up envelopes and parlay cards. You're not when you go out to dinner with the crew, you're not sitting at the big table. Now you're just running around.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, come on. We're just hugging and kissing here.
But I don't understand. I don't understand why I'm not. I don't understand. I'm not the big table. Well, I don't get it.
Well, forget it. You're a New York guy. I shouldn't have to tell you.
I've been squeezed out.
Squeezed out. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They squeezed you out. You lost your button.
What
and
can
you're
going
to lose another button. I'll tell you what, when Kobe White gets smashed in the second half, your street cred's going to be nothing. You better pick it up with this King game. I'm on the Kings. I'm telling you this right now. Kings are going to win. They're dogs now. They're the better team. They can run fast and loose, and the Pelicans have no identity. And if you have to rely on Ingram, good luck. Just saying. Well,
Ingram's hurt, so... I mean, he's hurt.
He's out there, but he's hurt. So if he's out there, you got to rely on him, don't you?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. I kind of want to stick with...
Come on, make it a family play. Make it a family play. You said you wanted a family play. Take the Kings. You love the Kings.
Yeah, I don't love them tonight. It's just a bad matchup. I'd rather do other things than the side anyway. I mean, I told you. I'm in on Valanciunas.
Right, what do you want to do? Family play right now. I got to get you in a good mood. What do you want to do?
I'm already in on Valanciunas.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I'll give you a guy that I think we can back tonight. You ready?
Yeah.
I think we can back this Harrison Barnes tonight.
Nah. I like Trey Murphy. Or this kid Keon Ellis for the Kings. Back him, but
you want to take Sabonis for 20 plus at plus 110?
I mean, I'll put it in there as part of it, yeah.
Let's do Sabonis for 20.
Murphy for 4 threes.
You and this Murphy. Murphy? Oh, come on. Come on.
Murphy for 4-3.
Do Harrison Barnes.
Barnes is a stiff. Enough. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here on a Friday night on the grid. Heat at the half are running away with it with the Bulls. You can get the Heat minus 7.5. You should run and get that. 190.5 is the total. These halftimes are forever, too, in these NBA playoff games. Let's go. I mean, isn't it supposed to be like 12 minutes, 13 minutes, 15 minutes? Feels like it's about 40 with these
with these halftimes. But either way, we have the Kings and the Pelicans coming up later on. Now, you guys have been all with the texts and the tweets with this dopey boxing match on Saturday night. It's just nonstop. You guys are very into this, you and Matias. With Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia.
What's bothering you?
It doesn't bother me. I'm glad that you found a passion for something else. There's nothing wrong with that.
What is that supposed to mean? I found a passion.
Well, because you have been very passionate about this week. More than other things. It's kind of like me with the golf. You've been with the boxing this week. That's how into it you have been.
I like pugilists. I like mano a mano. I like hand speed. I like a little bit of the bantamweight and welterweight fights back in the day. I like that. I grew up with Hagler, Hearns, Sugar Ray. Do I have to tell you some of the old-time greats?
I know all these guys. I know all of them.
Marvin Hagler, Mustafa Hamsho, you know who was ringside at the Garden in 1984 and 85? I forget what year. Me.
You have the under?
12 years old, sitting there next to Jimmy the Greek.
You have the under?
No.
No?
Marvin Hagler was my favorite. Him and I loved Hagler. Loved Hagler. And Ray Mancini.
Ray, boom, boom. Right? Ray, boom, boom, Mancini. They're underway in the second half, by the way. So you're really pumped about this. Now, they had this weigh-in on Friday.
Yeah.
For these jokers. And I guess this one, what was it, Garcia was 3 pounds overweight. So now they're not even fighting for the title anymore.
Ooh.
Make it even less interesting than it already was. We're not even going to have the belt on the line. But this guy Garcia, Joe, he's nuts. He had to give the guy $1.5 million. He had to give him $500K for every pound he was over. What goes on around here? What is the sideshow of this fight?
He's got play money. He's got play. He's backed by the Golden Boy. He's backed by the Golden Boy. No?
Yeah. I would be finding any kind of props and specials you could get for this guy to get knocked around. This Garcia.
You know, if something tells me, let me just say this. Something tells me, okay, that Garcia, look, they're both great fighters in terms of technique, right? I thought Ryan watching him and Matias, I thought he looked a little sloppy. I can't imagine he's going to be that bad come the fight. If he gets like knocked out in the first and second and never bet on the guy again, then the guy's career is ultimately washed up. But he does have fast hands. And he's got a 3 pound weight advantage right now. Now, I'm sure Haney will be back up to 155, you know, by tomorrow night, you know, especially if he's drinking Gatorade and everything else. I don't know. Something just tells me it's got to be an act. It has to be.
I'm not so sure. I mean, maybe that's what Matias said. Matias said he's like rope-a-doping him here with this, and he purposely was overweight, and he's... I don't believe any of that. I just think the guy's nuts. I don't think he should be fighting, to be quite honest with you.
Stop the fight! Stop
I don't think he should be...
Fight.
I actually don't think he should be fighting, watching this guy all week long, and it's gotten worse every day. He's gonna fight somebody tomorrow night?
He had the psych-eval.
I mean, God, whatever. I told you already, I'm on him to get knocked down twice.
Okay,
I even saw some people on social media start to throw this around as well, and that was Haney to win by DQ at 50-1, because Garcia has been such a nut job this week that anything's possible in this fight. So is like another Happy Meal bet. Haney to win by DQ. You like that, Matias? Haney to win by DQ at 50-1?
Yeah, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if Ryan Garcia goes in for a takedown, guys. Literally, anything is possible. You put it perfect into words. And you know what? Ryan Garcia, that was not a beer that he drank earlier today.
What was that?
Sparkling water mixed with something else.
Wasn't a beer?
He's selling it and playing this villain character right now. No, the guy's psychotic, Carver. I'm with you. But he is selling the hell out of this fight.
He's nuts. He's just absolutely nuts. I think he's gone too far.
A marketing genius. You know.
Yeah. This isn't a marketing genius. I don't know why this would get people to tune in. Now Joe got hooked earlier in the week for other stuff, like all the stuff with Citi Field and the Empire State Building and pushing each other and all that. You know.
So you're saying I'm a sucker.
Early in the week. They sucked you in. I honestly don't think the stuff that was going on today is going to sell a fight. A guy being 3 pounds overweight and having to give the other guy $1.5 million. That doesn't, you know, a guy pretending
coming out with the
drinking,
beer,
chugging
and,
the. Well, that wasn't a beer. Was he trying to pretend it was Matias, or does everybody know that's what he's selling? He was pretending.
He's pretending. He's playing off this character. You know, honestly, I think he's trying to get the kids to buy this fight. I think he's trying to get this demographic of like 18-year-olds to 26-year-olds, you know, his age group of kids, and to buy this fight. And like, it's very Sugar Sean O'Malley type. He FaceTimed Logan Paul after the weigh-ins, told him that it was fake. Logan Paul thought it was real. You know. He came in 3.2 pounds overweight. He can't fight for the title anymore. Now he's just fighting for money. He's trying to get back that $1.5 million that he just lost. The craziest thing to me was when he made that bet yesterday, his dad tried to stop him. His dad was like, Ryan, I got this. Game, bet. Like, what the hell's going on? He lifted up his shirt with a six-pack as if that matters. It's all so confusing, guys.
But it's mesmerizing, isn't it? It's like must-watch TV. They got me a hook, line, and sinker on this fight.
Joe,
it's like they're trying to turn it into a WWE scripted event.
I don't care. I have Garcia. Haney to be knocked down twice and Garcia to win.
Haney to be knocked down twice?
Let me double check that.
Yeah, I would double check it and cash out it if you did do that.
Hang on. I got a knockdown in round two, a knockdown in round one, a knockdown in round three.
What are you doing?
Ryan Garcia to win and both fighters to be knocked down, 95-1. $50 pays $4,800.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Devin Haney to win and both fighters to be knocked down two times each. That pays 240-1. I'm going all in. Go big or Jaquez to the tin. Jaquez to the tin.
You still watching that game?
Oh, yeah. I want to rub it in.
You got to understand something. Like, you're not rubbing anything in. It's the Bulls in the heat. You're not rubbing anything in.
You're really not. I'm rubbing it in.
I don't get why. I don't understand.
Yeah, because I feel like he came out a little abrasive with that it's over. It's over because I said it was over.
It is over though. But you're acting like this was some like five diamond triple star play for me that I was running
15.
Around saying yesterday.
There
was,
yeah, they're supposed to.
We picked a game just like we picked any other game. I don't know why this one means more.
Because you took my play. You know I'm a Bulls backer.
Yeah, but you didn't want him.
I didn't want him.
So that's why I took him.
Getting back to Garcia. Garcia by knockout, 95-1.
You put all of these tickets in?
Yeah.
I hope
Joe,
you went small
Joe,
on
you
them.
Sold the hell out of this fight, Joe. I gotta tell you, got me to even buy in. Joe, I talked about it on Hit the Belt today. I already bought the fight for tomorrow. Can you believe it? I spent money
he
on it.
Bought
just
the fight.
Of you, Joe.
He
just
bought the
of you,
fight.
Joe.
Matias, knockdown in round one, 31-1. Knockdown in round two, 27-1. Knockdown in round three, 23-1.
We're taking Haney by decision, and we're taking Mike's two-shot combo down. So he's going to get dropped twice in the fight, and Haney will win via decision. That's what I'm playing.
Now I'm going the other way. Garcia by knockout in the first three rounds.
I'd be very careful just continuing to pour on more Garcia tickets. Joe, he got cleaned out pretty early in this fight. Cleaned out. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you on a Friday night. Rays have gotten a run across in the Bronx. They lead the Yankees 1-0 now. Get the Yankees live, Joe, plus $1.50 here in the sixth inning if you'd like. Tampa does have a man on and one out as they look to extend. 8-0 Red Sox lead the Pirates. 7-0 Phillies lead the White Sox. 7-1 Cleveland leads the A's. 2-1 Braves lead the Rangers. Scoreless in Kansas City. I thought there'd be some runs there tonight, Joe, but not so far. 2-1 Twins lead the Tigers, and scoreless bottom two in St. Louis. Actually, they're going to the third now between the Brewers and the Cards. What? Yeah, this game's over. There's just no...
Yeah, keep saying it.
The game's over. So, it's just...
Yeah. He's waiting for... Matias, he's waiting for you to go... It's 3 points, so he can
the game would still be over. Yeah, game's over. The game's over. It doesn't matter. I don't care what they get it to. But Heat's winning this game.
Right. Absolutely.
Doesn't matter how close it gets.
No shot.
Bulls have no shot.
No. One more time. No shot.
Bulls have no shot of winning this game.
Absolutely no shot. I'm so happy you said it.
There's nothing to worry about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do have 17. To get to... With who?
Heroes.
Who has 17?
Hero. Hey, Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. Is he actually making shots tonight?
Yeah. 6 of 17 from the floor.
Good for him. Nothing wrong with that. What does Jaquez got for you now? You need him to get to 20?
Yeah.
Really? I thought he had four. Did that dunk count that they threw down the middle?
Yeah.
Or was that?
That counted. Yeah. Bulls are starting to extend now.
They've been extending. This game is...
Extend.
This game has sailed away. We do have to get to all these games this weekend. Why don't we start with some of these Saturday games in the NBA? Because we have a lot to do. With this, because we have all the hockey as well, Joe. Hockey starts. We need to find some exotics for the hockey.
Jeez, extend. They're up 14.
Again, the game's over. I don't know why we're looking for here. It's a blowout game. We're getting ready for the next one, hopefully at 9:30. There's nothing left here.
See? I'm trying to will it home.
I'm trying to will what home?
Yeah, Matias knows. We've all been there. Listen, we all gamble. I'm gonna do it one more time.
This was not some big five diamond play for me.
Who said it was a five
this
diamond?
This was a standard like we do every night. Yeah, I like this, I like that.
Right. Okay.
This is not some big deal here tonight with the Bulls.
The amount of the bet is not the issue. It's how you know, I know, and Matias knows, because we all gamble, that you have not packed it in. There's still...
No, I have. That's the thing.
10% of your body believes, if I could just go on a little run...
No, you do that. I never do that stuff. I tell you all the time, you got to let this stuff go. I tell you all the time, you got to cut the cord and move on to the next thing. And I've already done that.
It's because you have no heart. You're just gutless.
Precisely. I just cut the cord and I move on to the next one.
You're heartless. You just, you know, you're stone cold killer. You just move on. No heart. No. You know, no loyalty.
Listen, I've had plenty of bets in my day, Joe, that losing it hurts. This ain't gonna be one of them.
I know, but it was on the show, and you know the whole.
Every night we do a sub bet on the show.
That's true.
So it's just like any other one.
Yeah, I just don't want you to lose like the Bulls bet, and then have to lose the Haney bet. That would be like two in a row. That would
again,
not be good.
That is something that like, I already told you. I ain't even gonna watch the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the only way I'll know who won is if I wake up on Sunday morning and I see more money in my account. Because if there isn't any more, I'm just going to assume that I'll probably move on with my day like the fight never happened.
Right, but I mean, but here's the thing. You lose the Bulls bet, you lose the Kings bet, and the Haney bet, then you're going to be on a little bit of a cold streak. That's not a good thing.
Not at all. I had a great day in the golf.
Oh, all right. Okay, you had a group. I didn't see that. Where was that? What'd you hit with the golf?
I post every play. I don't understand. I don't.
No, you had a good day with the golf.
Me and Cam spent 3 hours on coast to coast with bets on matchup bets on
Cam,
guys this afternoon.
Cam and Carver.
I'm sorry, you weren't there today.
CNC.
I didn't make the schedule.
Just saying.
I go with whoever's there.
Yeah, oh, I see. So no real friendship. Just, you know, whoever they throw in the seat.
Hey, whoever's sitting in the chair. We got to go, we go.
I got it. Okay. All right. Nice. Nice. That's good.
We had Hoagie today in the matchup.
Oh, yeah, Hoagie Sandwich?
Hoagie Sandwich. He's tied for the lead.
People were tweeting me. Was it you? Straka.
He's tied for the lead.
I don't have a ticket on him.
I do.
Yeah, he's probably dead to me if he wins.
I have a ticket on him. Good ticket. Couple, actually. I have him to win, and I have him top 20. So, we have a few guys here. We got four guys tied for first, and then another three guys, one back at 10 under. So, we have a good amount.
Okay.
Diaz continues to send us all these boxing tweets. I can't even look at right now. He continues.
Why?
To...
It's the fight. I
haven't sent you a boxing tweet for a few hours now. Come on now.
That was me.
Hold
that
on
sent
a second.
It.
You sent that, Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw. You know why? Because it was a thing. So Matias's name popped up. So that's why I said, yeah, you're right. Joe sent it. I'm sorry. The final face-off. I mean, come on.
Oh wait, I sent that to Joe though.
Another Ellie De La Cruz homer. Man, we gotta get back on this guy every night.
Oh, the kid De La Cruz on Friday. Oh,
we gotta get back on this guy every night.
Here come the Bulls. They're not dead yet.
Come on, this game's over. It's 10 points.
Oh, the girl. They got life.
I tell you, they'll have life if Caleb Martin's gonna keep throwing bricks up. Why is he shooting? Jeez. Why is Caleb Martin taking shots?
I don't know. Where's Jaquez when you need him? He's not out there.
He's not on the floor right now.
Hero getting mugged.
How many offensive boards are they going to give him?
You are watching. Kid's still got 5% of hope left. Kid's still got 5% of hope.
Nothing else on right now.
I've been there, trust me. You just need, like, you're just hoping on an 8-0 run. You know, you're a little nervous, but you're not really nervous.
Again.
Still, there's a part of you that still wants to win, clinging on for dear life. Tickets.
I already told you, I cashed out the bet.
You didn't cash it out. You're better than that.
It's gone. The ticket name doesn't even exist anymore.
Cashed it out? Why?
Because I signed on and you told me the game was over. So I went on and I saw what they were still offering me and I said, all right, I'm out. You said this game's over. So that was it. You want to add anyone into golf at least? Get in on Sepp with me. You might as well.
I like this Chandler Phillips.
Yeah, he's got no shot.
He's four back.
He's got no shot.
Why does he have no shot?
He's four back, and he's still 1,000-1.
Okay.
And by the way, he's five back, by the way. He's four
okay.
back. He was four back. Now he's five back.
What's wrong with that?
Let's talk about guys who can actually win.
That's not right. Why you passed this guy?
Seppi's 10-1 right now. It's good add-in. He's tied for the lead, and he's 10-1. Seppi.
Seppi.
Let's go after the big dogs here. This Morikawa and this Aberg. Let's go after them.
How about this Russell Henley at 120-1?
Nah. The guys at 100-1 are out. They're not winning the golf tournament. There's seven guys within one shot of the lead right now. The guys who are at 100-1 are not one of them.
What is this one where they're going to shoot like 29 under par?
No, it'll probably be around 20.
What type of course is this? A miniature golf course? I mean, come on.
I mean, not every week can be Augusta, Joe. Like, it's... Not every week can be the U.S. Open.
No? Why not?
No, that's not how it works.
They're professionals.
Not how it works. This CJ McCollum, I get enough with this guy, too.
Why? What happened?
He's a money burn.
I just bet him.
He's going off tonight, boys. Over 3.5 threes.
I took him 5 threes tonight. 5 threes, Matias.
5 threes. 5 threes.
There's Jaquez. Give it to Jaquez. Give it to Jaquez. Give it to Jaquez.
How am I so? How is this thing so far?
The three, but they're up 17. What a way to start the fourth quarter. Up 17. Extend. These gutless Bulls. 60 points headed into the fourth quarter. What a gutless effort that is. Gutless. Now, what are you going to say?
I'm going to tell you the same thing I've been telling you for 52 minutes now. The game's over. I don't know why. I don't know what the deal is here. We go to the seventh in the Bronx, still 1-0 Rays. Atlanta extends 3-1 now over the Rangers. Kansas City gets on the board 1-0. A lot of runs in this Tiger-Minnesota game, too. 3-2 as they go to the bottom of the third. So there you go. 7-1 Reds after the Ellie homer. 7-1. That was a low total tonight, too, Joe. For that one.
I'm sure.
All right, we need to start getting into these other games. Because, like we said, there's nothing really going on live. There's nothing happening. So we need to get into these other ones.
What do you want to do?
Well... Up we'll 20, do it at the top Barbara. Of the hour.
They're up 20 we'll... to start the fourth. It is over. Smash City.
It was over at halftime. This game has been over. I don't know what you're waiting for in it. What are you looking for in this game that you're still enthralled with it?
I want them to win by 30.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. So I'm reading this tweet, like, we were talking about this guy giving him, $1.5 million for being overweight. It says here, this is from Dan Raphael, who, as Matias knows, one of the best in the biz, right, covering boxing for a very, very long time.
The guy.
Says, per source, the deal that Bill Haney cut for with Team Garcia for Garcia being 3.2 pounds over was for $600K plus 2% of Garcia's pay-per-view upside. If it reaches the upside threshold, it's not the 1.5 they keep saying. They're keeping up that appearance. That appearance is part of the amended contract. So, He's probably not going to get. Yeah, he's probably not going to get 1.5 because I can tell you this much: they're not going to reach the pay-per-view upside that they think they're going to. So, because nobody's going to buy the fight. Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of people. Look at the hand speed. Look at the hand speed. Yeah.
The hand speed. Yeah. Don't worry.
Hawkins and the Jam. They're up 24.
Yeah, we're not on that anymore, Joe. That's again. This is it's a blowout game
from Hawkins.
It's a blowout game. So. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We got another hour to go. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.